Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Picking up sound on the interstate, I am my breath, riding in waves.
In July 2008, this song, Go On, Say It, by the Portland, Oregon band Blind Pilot, was chosen to be a single of the week on iTunes. It propelled their debut CD, Three Rounds and a Sound, to the top 20 on Billboard's digital album chart, and NPR featured it on their Best Music of 2008. Then Blind Pilot appeared at a number of music festivals, including Coachella, South by Southwest, Austin City Limits. Now their sophomore CD, We Are the Tide, is being released tomorrow. Here's a bit of the title song.
Our time is ever on the road to ride us in what we make. I want to hear, how this give and take.
Blind Pilot will tour this fall to support the album We Are the Tide, though not this time by bicycle. More on that in a moment. As the band's founders join us from Oregon Public Broadcasting, we have lead singer and guitarist Israel Nebeker. Israel, welcome.
Thank you.
And also drummer Ryan Dabrowski. Ryan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And Israel, let's start with you. I love that song, We Are the Tide. Where'd it come from?
Well, I was living in Portland, and one night I was rehearsing over at Ryan's painting studio, and on my way back on the bus, I just was sort of overcome with a really strange mood, feeling connected to everything and everyone. And then I stepped off the bus and turned the corner to my place and saw the lunar eclipse, which I didn't know was happening. I was just really struck by how much the moon could change my whole perception and my whole mood.
Yeah.
And the song came out of that.
Did you say Ryan's painting studio?
Yeah, I still do quite a bit of painting when we're off the road, but that was kind of my main thing before Blind Pilot. The two of us would play music all the time in there, and then once the rest of the band came into the mix, then it sort of became a little bit less of a painting studio and a little bit more of a music studio.
Right. And you mentioned the rest of the band. We should say you guys started as just the two of you. You met in college. We're busking in England?
Yep, that was kind of the whole beginning. We spent a summer running a summer camp in England, and then in the evenings we would go into town and just play music on the streets, and it was this kind of amazing way to connect with people in that town. And so when we started Blind Pilot, we kind of wanted to recreate a little bit of that energy.
You know, I'm thinking of someone listening to this who wants to have the success that you are having right now, taking notes and thinking, okay, so what I have to do is busk in England. No, I have to be a painter. No, I have to run a camp. And we should touch on the other thing that might be a good idea, touring by bicycle. How do you do that?
Small drums.
Yeah, tiny drums.
You do that with a very small drum set. I don't know. We didn't have much of a plan when we did the bike tour. The very first one, we recorded 5 songs and we just burned them on a computer, and I made a little block print and we printed some CD cases, and then we were just dropped off with our bikes and our gear in Vancouver, BC. And that's kind of how we did a bike tour.
We just saw how far south we could make it.
Yeah.
This is 2000.
Turned out it was San Francisco.
This is in 2007 when you had that bike tour. Well, let's just listen to some of the music and then talk more about it.
It was a wild idea to start. We were lost in an hour, everything came apart. In the middle of nowhere. Oh man, hey, look where we are.
You know, I'm thinking bike tour down the West Coast. It all sounds so Portland.
It's embarrassing.
I know.
Embarrassing how Portland we are.
Well, but what else about you is Portland?
Katie, who is in the band, she and I used to work at a coffee shop. That's very Portland.
That's Katie Claiborne, who plays banjo, dulcimer, has some backing vocals. And what about the music? Israel, you in particular, I want to ask, because you have a lovely voice. And at times I'm hearing a little Bruno Mars, you know, at times maybe a little Chris Martin. There's that voice that's out there now, Chris Martin of Coldplay or even John Mayer. So who influenced you and how do you break through further than you already have, given that there's this voice out there?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely had, you know, when I was learning to sing when I was young, I had all the people that I was trying to emulate. I really wanted to sound like Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins for a long time, and then Tom York? Of Radiohead came along, and that was probably, I'd say, the biggest influence on me until I went to school for voice performance, and then I sort of went my own way.
Well, back to the story of your group, Blind Pilot. You added, as we said, four new members. We mentioned Katie Claiborne. There was Ian Christ and Dave Jorgensen. Yitzty.
That's a tough one. Luke Yitzty on bass.
Okay, so let's listen to a little more of the full-fledged Blind Pilot from their new CD. Holy road, we are on tonight. Catch as catch can tell, we get it right. This dark light. Always. There are other people who have taken this route. I'm thinking of Tracy Chapman, you know, from busker to big. Do you ever think, Israel, I would just love to go out on the street tonight and put a guitar case out and play?
Yeah, that thought crosses my mind quite a lot.
Daily.
What'd you say, Ryan? Daily?
Oh, I said almost daily. You know?
And it's not that I'm at all ungrateful for that we get to play these shows to lots of people. It's wonderful. It's what we've been hoping to do for a long time. I think we just need to find our way of bringing whatever excitement that you have, you know, playing for people on the street and somehow incorporating that into our tours. Hmm.
That's Israel Nebiger with Ryan Dabrowski, the founding members of the Oregon band Blind Pilot. By the way, Ryan, Blind Pilot?
When we started the group, we were in Astoria, which is right where the Columbia River meets the ocean. And there's these pilot boats that go out to the large cargo ships that come in and out of the Columbia there. And on the side of these boats, it says pilot in black letters on these white boats. And I just really liked the way it looked, and I thought we should take sort of something from that place that we were coming from. And then I don't know why we put blind in front of it.
Yeah, it just seemed to fit with what we were doing on the bike tour. We were just about to go on the first one and didn't know how it was going to be. And it also seemed to work really well when Ryan painted signs for us. His said pilot and mine said blind.
By the way, did anyone mistake you for a blind person, Israel?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't, I can't believe we didn't even think about it. But I think a couple times people like pulled over to see if I was okay.
Yeah.
One time they were quite upset. They were like, you're not blind.
Yeah.
You can't go around wearing that sign.
Again, Israel Nebiger and Ryan Dabrowski, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us. The stars wash over me so far.